For a first-time homebuyer, Karen knows a lot. She knows the neighborhoods and the types of homes she wants. She's been looking on the web for a while, but now she's ready to tour homes, even though she's a little unsure about the details of the process. Karen realizes that she can do a lot of the services that a traditional realtor provides. She can scout neighborhoods and search listings. She's comfortable finding homes. But Karen needs help where it really matters: touring homes, drafting offers, and getting the best deal. That's where Redfin comes in. Redfin is an online real estate brokerage. This means that Redfin knows when homebuyers need the web and when they need a real person. When it comes to the web, Redfin puts control in Karen's hands. The website has the same MLS listings that other realtors use and information that Karen can't find on other sites, like how long a house has been for sale, its last sales price, and what it's worth now. Karen uses Redfin.com to find the home she likes and then visits open houses to check them out in person. With Redfin's help, she can also tour homes privately. Once she's seen them from the street, she goes to Redfin.com to schedule a tour. She can schedule a tour of up to 6 homes at a time, and a Redfin agent opens the door for each one. When Karen finds her dream home, she knows it's time to work directly with a Redfin agent. Here's how. Karen starts the offer process on Redfin.com. Getting started is easy and worry-free. She isn't committed to anything until she talks to an agent and signs the final paperwork. Once Karen sends an outline of her offer to Redfin, Allie gets to work. Allie is Karen's Redfin agent and knows the market well. She's local and has helped dozens of people buy homes. Plus, unlike traditional realtors who work for a percentage of the sales price, Allie gets bonuses based on customer satisfaction. This means Allie provides rock-solid advice without sales pressure. To make sure Karen's starting price and offer terms are on target, Allie does some research on the house and then talks to the seller's agent about what the seller wants. During negotiations, Karen is confident she will get the best deal. It's true. Compared to list price, Redfin clients pay an average of $4,000 less than clients of traditional realtors. One reason is Allie isn't working for a commission, so instead of pushing for a quick sale, Allie is motivated to hold out for the best deal possible. Another reason is that she keeps Karen involved in each step. After the negotiations, Allie and her team work with Karen's lender and escrow agents to ensure an on-time closing. In the end, Allie arranges for Karen to get the keys to her new home. Yay! And a nice surprise: a refund on the purchase price of her home. Here's how it works. On a home that sold for $500,000, a traditional realtor keeps 3% of the purchase price. This means $15,000 goes to the realtor. Instead of keeping 3%, or $15,000, Redfin sends Karen a check for 2/3 of that amount within 10 days of closing. That's a $10,000 refund, tax-free. Karen uses the money to pay all her closing costs and to buy furniture for her new home. Karen can see why Redfin makes sense. She was able to make decisions for herself in the beginning and then have a real person on her side when it mattered most. Now she's thrilled with her new home and knows that she got the best deal possible with Redfin. Karen's not alone. Over 1,000 customers have bought a home through Redfin, and more than 95% would recommend the service to a friend. Redfin, a smarter way to buy a home.